Yeah, so if you think about it in terms of the operation of divine truth or the Lord within the human mind, there's a constant rejection in our own lives, but for all those who come after us and enter into a path of self-examination and repentance, it just plays out all the time because Proprium is just not going to welcome what is of the Lord, right? So here we have the start of it. You know, Moses is expelled from his own family as an illustration right at the start, you know, ends up coming into Pharaoh's household, and then there's the expulsion from there. So divine truth or the Lord or the word meets us in those states that are opposed to him. And he sits there until what's needed to be established has been established, whereby you can have a separation occur. From one perspective, it looks like that Moses is being expelled all the time, but what's actually happening is what is evil and false is being pushed to the exterior. So whereas our sense of self was once, you know, in this particular belief in appearances as real, the presence of divine truth reveals that that's not the case, you know, and so we come into more genuine truths and those things are pushed out. But what we think are genuine truths, again, are appearances of truth. And so there's a whole process that happens again. So you have this kind of continual refining of and recognition and acknowledgement of what is of the Lord and what is of Proprium. And that process draws out that gulf between the two in terms of our experience of them. And we become much more capable of discerning more subtle aspects of the love of self and the love of the world, because the word has become more established in terms of, say, those first principles at that level of our awareness or the natural.